Om Namah Shivaya. Om Sang Saraswati Namaha. On page 127, praise to Om. Om, I extol the birth of truth as pure existence. Again and again I bow down to the birth of truth as pure existence. In being after being, beyond all being, who himself is all being, from whom came all being, to that existence I bow. I bow to the beautiful God who is beloved. I bow to the pleasant one, to the ultimate one. I bow to the reliever of sufferings. I bow to time. I bow to the cause of the illumination of darkness. I bow to the source of strength. I bow to the progenitor of strength. I bow to the fashioner of all elements. I bow to the mind of all minds. I bow to he who is free from fear, who instills the fear of evil, who saves the righteous from fear, who is within all, the all of everything. May we give our respect to he who is the form of the reliever of sufferings. We meditate upon that universal consciousness. Contemplate the great God. May that reliever of sufferings grant us increase. The seer of all, who is all knowledge, the Lord of the universe, who is all existence, before the creative consciousness, before the knowers of consciousness, existing in eternal delight as the consciousness of infinite goodness. Om Nang, in the thumb I bow. Om Ma, in the four fingers, I am one with God. Om Shing, in the middle fingers, purify. Om Bong in the ring fingers, cut the ego. Om Yaha in the little fingers, ultimate purity. Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness with the weapon of virtue. Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. Om Nang in the heart I bow. Om Ma on the top of the head, I am one with God. Om Sing on the back of the head, purify. Om Bom crossing both arms, cut the ego. Om Ya in the three eyes, ultimate purity. Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness with the weapon of virtue. Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite. Any questions about meditation on Lord Shiva? Yes, please.
In there it says the mind of all minds.
Yes.
Now, last week you said that in order to have a mind, there has to be the five element body.
Yes.
Right? So what's the nature of the elements? Are there still five elements? Is it the Mahabhutas that are the elements of that mind?
Yes, there are still elements, whether they are manifest or not. Even if they are imperceivable or imperceptible, that does not make them devoid of existence. So he is the mind of all minds, meaning that total potential energy is with him. The capacity to manifest.
Is there a physiology with him?
Physiology applies to manifested existence. Yes?
Sounds like all Srishti is his.
The entire creation is his manifestation, and when there is a Mahapralay and there is no manifestation, that doesn't make it devoid of existence. The potential, the capacity to evolve that is still with Shiva, the mind of all minds. So he is the mind of all minds when creation is manifest. And he is the mind of all minds when creation is unmanifest.
So here we make no distinction between Shiva and the Divine Mother. There have to see.
Absolutely not. No necessity to distinguish them. They are Ardhanarishwar. You can't tell where Shiva leaves off and Shakti begins. Are there other questions? The dance and celebration On page 132, victory to Shiva, the consciousness of infinite goodness, in the form of Om. Let's say victory to Shiva, the consciousness of infinite goodness, in the form of Om. Creative consciousness, preserving consciousness, and always the consciousness of continuous transformation, as well as the consciousness of infinite goodness, he who with only his part supports all living beings. Om, he who takes away, he who takes away, he who takes away, the great God. He shows himself with one face, with four faces, and with five faces as well, O Shiva, with five faces as well, sitting upon a swan, sitting upon the king of birds, a golden eagle, sitting upon a bull, Om, he who takes away, he who takes away, he who takes away, the great God. So here we have a description of Vishnu with one face, Brahma with four faces, Shiva with five, who sits upon the king of birds, a golden eagle, Garuda, like Vishnu does, upon a swan, like Brahma does, upon a bull, like Shiva does. That is, Mahadeva is the embodiment of all three. With two arms, with four arms, with 10 arms as well, O Shiva with 10 arms as well, these three forms revolve in the ignorance of the inhabitants of the three worlds. Through the ignorance, we see them as being different. They revolve in the ignorance. Om, he who takes away, he who takes away, he who takes away, the great God. With a garland of letters like Brahma has, with a garland of forest flowers like Vishnu has, with a garland of skulls as well like Shiva has, O Shiva with a garland of skulls as well, with the scent of sandal, with the scent of musk, with the scent of spirituous liquor as well, truly you are the cause of purification, Om, he who takes away, he who takes away, he who takes away, the great God. With a white-colored cloth, with a yellow-colored cloth, with a tiger-skin apparel as well, O Shiva, with a tiger-skin apparel as well, with an army as Lord of the Armies, with an army as Lord of the Armies, and accompanied by an army of ghosts and goblins as well, Om, he who takes away, he who takes away, he who takes away, the great God. In his hands he holds a water pot, a discus and a trident as well. O Shiva, a discus and a trident as well. He makes the perceivable universe and he takes away the perceivable universe. And he protects the perceivable universe as well. Om, he who takes away, he who takes away, he who takes away, the great God. Creative consciousness, preserving consciousness, and always the consciousness of continuous transformation, as well as the consciousness of infinite goodness, to those people without discrimination appear separate. But within the holy syllable Om, the three are actually one. Om, he who takes away, he who takes away, he who takes away, the great God. Whatever man will sing this praise of the master of the three gunas, the qualities, O Shiva, whatever man will sing, make him a master of the bliss of infinite consciousness. Make him a master of the bliss of infinite consciousness. Certainly that will be the fruit he receives. Om, he who takes away, he who takes away, he who takes away, the great God. Victory to Shiva, the consciousness of infinite goodness in the form of Om. Let's say, victory to Shiva, the consciousness of infinite goodness in the form of Om. Creative consciousness, preserving consciousness, and always the consciousness of continuous transformation, as well as the consciousness of infinite goodness, who with only his part supports all living beings. Om, he who takes away, he who takes away, he who takes away, the great God. The pranam on page 137. Om, the great God, the great reliever, the great yogi, O Supreme Lord, O God who removes all sin, in the form of the letter ma. A is creation, u, preservation, circumstance, ma, transformation, dissolution. The form of the letter ma, which dissolves creation, we bow to you again and again. Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness, to peace, to the cause of the three worlds. I offer to you the fullness of my soul, O Supreme Lord. You alone are mother and father. You alone are friend and relative. You alone are knowledge and wealth. Oh, my God of gods, you alone are everything. Body, speech, mind, the five organs of knowledge, the five senses, and the intellect, these nine are the natural condition of human existence. In their highest evolution, I move beyond them all as I surrender completely to the Supreme Consciousness. Om, I am of sin, confusion, duality. My actions are of duality. This entire existence is of duality. O Savior and Protector, O Great Consciousness, take away all sin, confusion, duality. Om, I know nothing of mantras. I do not perform good conduct. I have no devotion. O Supreme Goddess, but, O my God, please accept the worship that I offer. You alone are the perceivable divinity. You alone are the supreme divinity, so I shall declare. I shall speak the nectar of immortality. I shall speak truth. May this body be your instrument. May this mouth be your instrument. May the divine always be with us. May it be thus. May the Lord protect us. May the Lord grant us enjoyment of all actions. May we be granted strength to work together. May our studies be thorough and faithful. May all disagreements cease. Om, from untruth lead us to truth. From darkness lead us to the light. From death lead us to immortality. May all be blessed with the highest realization. May all be blessed with peace. May all be blessed with perfection. May all be blessed with welfare. May all be blessed with comfort and happiness. May all be free from misery. May all perceive auspiciousness. May all be free from infirmities. The Guru is Brahma. Guru is Vishnu. Guru is the Lord Maheshwara. The Guru is actually the Supreme Divinity, and therefore, we bow down to the Guru. Om, the Supreme Divinity makes the offering. The Supreme Divinity is the offering. Offered by the Supreme Divinity in the fire of the Supreme Divinity. By seeing the Supreme Divinity in all actions, one realizes that Supreme Divinity. Om, that is whole and perfect. This is whole and perfect. From the whole and perfect, the whole and perfect becomes manifest. If the whole and perfect issue forth from the whole and perfect, even still, only the whole and perfect will remain. Om, peace, peace, peace. Shanti, shanti. Namaste. Om Sang Saraswati Namaha.
Hara Namahadev Ki
Jai.